When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Well, the vote for today is unseasonable warmth as we're looking at temperatures soaring into the mid to upper 80s on this election day with the record high of 86 at the International Airport set back in 2003, 15 years ago. We'll get really very close to that, right around 86 degrees. And tomorrow, likewise, 87 is the record. That's close to where we should be for the high temperature. So some record warmth here over the next couple of days. The average high temperatures in the mid 70s, so we're solid 10 degrees above average. And really the big story is we're not cooling off at night. Hardly in many cases dropping below 70 degrees, so very warm and even humid at night. It's a tropical air mass, so it will lend to the development of at least an isolated shower or two today and tomorrow, but not widespread or significant rainfall for most neighborhoods. That begins to change by the end of the week, though, as a weakening frontal system starts to move south and east into the area, and that should focus the shower activity a little bit more for Thursday and Friday. Perhaps a rumble of thunder from time to time, but the rainfall in the end does not look to be all that heavy, but pretty widespread for Thursday into Friday, and then that front should slip just far enough south Saturday to give us a break in this unseasonable warmth, with temperatures dipping to below average in the upper 60s to low 70s to start the weekend as skies become partly cloudy. Another disturbance will roll along that front over the weekend. Could bring some showers for Saturday night, but still a little bit early in the game on this one to see and determine exact timing and location of a potential later in the weekend type weather system. And then you're still looking at a surge of potentially quite chilly air for the early and middle part of next week. A true taste of fall may be in the offing, as it looks right now, by about Tuesday and Wednesday or so of next week. In the tropics, we continue to be quiet over the Atlantic Basin, and Tropical Storm Xavier is dissipating over the East Pacific. Always more at Talking the Tropics with Mike at ExodusJax.com and WOKV.com. Now with about 24 more days or 3 weeks or so, about 3.5 weeks left in the 2018 hurricane season. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.